KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In high school wrestling action around the region last night, some partial scores from meets locally. In a double duel at Red Oak last night, it was Atlantic over Red Oak 69-6. Also Lewis Central topping Red Oak 53-25. Double duel at Coon Rapids last night saw Coon Rapids Bayard beat Kemper Catholic 43-34. Kemper also knocked off West Central Valley 48-12. At East Mills last night, AHST beat East Mills 36-30, while Tri-Center defeated East Mills 66-18. Also at Trainer last night, it was Griswold over Clarinda Academy 54-24, Griswold beating Trainer 48-21, and Trainer downing Clarinda Academy 44-30. Also at Creighton Prep last night, Underwood beats Creighton Prep 49-21. In Greenfield last night, Nottoway Valley beat Southeast Warren 45-30. Corning over Nottoway Valley 44-36, and Southeast Warren topping Corning 48-36. In high school basketball around the region last night, in boys' hoops, it was Audubon over Villisca 71-46. Red Oak beat Tri-Center 63-46, and it was Walnut a 56-36 winner over Diagonal. In girls' hoops last night, Audubon edging Villisca 45-44. Walnut beat Diagonal 29-22. Tri-Center over Red Oak 41-37. Bishop Heelan Catholic defeating Kemper Catholic 84-82. Underwood topping Thomas Jefferson 56-19. Ridgeview 60-17 over Logan Magnolia. IKM Manning beat West Monona 74-42. Arweva over Charter Oak Ute 60-38. We have a doubleheader tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris and I will be in Griswold tonight as the Tigers play host to Tri-Center this evening in a Western Iowa Conference girl and boy doubleheader. Girls game first. They'll tip at 6 o'clock. We're on the air about 10 till to get you ready for the broadcast. Boys will go at about 7:30 tonight. You can catch both games live tonight here on KJAN, AM 1220, as well as FM 101.1. And you can also catch them anywhere in the world on the web at KJAN.com. It's Tri-Center at Griswold tonight here on the radio. Yesterday afternoon, the Girls High School Athletic Union released its ninth basketball rankings of the season. Here's a quick look. In Class 1A, North Mahaska remains the number one ranked team. Bedford is at number two again this week, with Arweva staying put at number six. Adair Casey remains number 14 this week, while Villisca falls five spots to number 15 in the poll. Exira EHK dropped out of this week's 1A rankings. In Class 2A, Otibolt Arthur BCIG still number one. IKM Manning remains in the number three spot. Kemper Catholic is up two places to number seven, while Panorama is up one notch to number 11. In Class 3A, Benton Community remains top rated, with Glenwood staying put at number five. Denison remains at number 14 in this week's poll. And in the big school class, in 4A, Iowa City West remains number one, while Lewis Central checks in again this week at number 11. On college men's hoops last night, there have been some positive steps for the Iowa basketball program this season. Not so much last night. The Hawkeyes squandered an 11-point first-half lead, and they lost at home to Nebraska 79-73. The Hawkeyes had no answer for the Huskers. Brandon Richardson, who finished with 25 points, including 6 of 7 from three-point range.
We obviously spent more time talking about Spencer and actually Dylan Talley, who had a nice game as well. Those are the two guys that typically do the scoring from the perimeter for this team. But Richardson's, he makes them go, and that's what he did today, because not only did he get 25, he had 5 assists, 6 rebounds. I mean, he dominated the game. Brandon Richardson dominated the game. There's no question about it. That's the reason we lost.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Hawkeyes just couldn't get the stops when they needed them.
Our defense was horrendous. I mean, that's where my disappointment is. We had a number of opportunities, very similar to the Purdue games, where we just needed a stop here or there, couldn't get one. And I thought offensively, you know, we weren't that bad. I mean, we shot 49 for the game. And we're just not guarding people. I mean, you let a team come in here that's averaging 60, get 79, shoot 52. Yeah, it's going to be hard to win.
Iowa's now 3-5 in the Big Ten, and they'll visit Indiana on Sunday.
You know, they've got a great team. You know, they're a ranked team. They've got a 7-foot center who's really good. They've got experienced players now. You know, Watford, Jones, Hulls, Oladipo. They present a lot of problems.
Zach McCabe led Iowa with 20 points last night as the Hawkeyes fall to 11-10 overall now on the season. In top 25 college hoops last night, Tyler Zeller had 21 points and a career-best 17 rebounds, helping number 7 North Carolina beat North Carolina State 74-55. Patrick Young had 15 points as number 14 Florida rallied from a 10-point halftime deficit to beat Mississippi 64-60. Ben Brust scored 13 points as number 25 Wisconsin continued its recent rebound in the Big Ten, beating number 16 Indiana 57-50. Mike Scott scored 18 points as number 19 Virginia pulled away in a 44-all tie with a 22-3 run, and they routed Boston College 66-49. 21st-ranked St. Mary's beat Loyola Marymount 71-64 as well last night. Stephen Holt had 19 points and 6 boards for the Gaels. Nebraska had another bad shooting night and another good outcome as Jordan Hooper recorded her Big Ten leading ninth double-double with 22 points and 15 rebounds, and the number 19 Cornhuskers held off Iowa's late comeback attempt in a 60-53 women's college basketball victory on Thursday night. The Huskers posted season lows with their 32.1% shooting overall and 20% efficiency from three-point range, but Iowa was even worse at 31% overall, 29% on threes. For the Hawkeyes last night, Jamie Printy with 17 points, Camille Wallin had 11, and Samantha Logic 10, as Iowa falls to 11-10 overall, 3-5 in Big Ten conference play. Just two games in the NBA last night, Boston beat Orlando 91-83, and the LA Clippers down Memphis 98-91. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In NFL news, the Oakland Raiders have agreed on a 4-year deal to make Denver defensive coordinator Dennis Allen their new head coach. Allen becomes Oakland's 7th head coach since 2003. He replaces the fired Hugh Jackson with the Raiders. A day after hiring Chuck Pagano as his new coach, Jim Irsay introduced the former Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator as the man asked to rebuild the franchise. The owner telling reporters, "I really believe Chuck is bringing a toughness, the leadership we need at this point for the franchise." The 51-year-old Pagano says he'd been caught up in a whirlwind since the Ravens lost just last Sunday in the AFC Championship game. He adds that he can't describe the feeling of coming off the all-time low of that loss to an all-time high of being named the Colts' new head coach. Pagano inherits a team that plunged to 2-14 after quarterback Peyton Manning missed the entire season with a neck injury. The Buccaneers are counting on Greg Schiano to lead them back to respectability and transform Tampa Bay into consistent winners, much the same way he made Rutgers matter again. Schiano was at Rutgers for 11 seasons, taking them from college football laughingstocks to a program that's had winning records in 6 of the last 7 years. He was an assistant coach in the NFL with Chicago from 1996 to 98. The 45-year-old former Scarlet Knights coach was hired more than 3 weeks after the Buccaneers fired Raheem Morris after a 4-12 finish. Colts owner Jim Irsay says quarterback Peyton Manning should have kept his complaints to himself, or at least within the confines of the team's complex. Just after introducing Chuck Pagano as the team's new coach, Irsay criticized his longtime leader for talking with the Indianapolis Star about his concerns about the team, the owner labeling Manning a politician for what he sees as painting the club in a negative light. Manning told the paper that the environment at team headquarters was not the best and that people were nervous because of Irsay's overhaul of the front office and the coaching staff. Some have seen Manning's comments as an indication how unhappy he is with the Colts, that he could be playing for another team next season if he returns from his third neck surgery. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski missed the team's first practice for the Super Bowl Thursday with a left ankle injury, but QB Tom Brady says he expects with 10 days before the game that Gronkowski will be able to play. Brady said everyone's going to be doing everything they can to be out there. The Patriots have given no details on the extent of Gronkowski's injury, and he was not available during the period when reporters had locker room access. A former player's family and friends gathered by the thousands at Penn State for the final tribute to legendary coach Joe Paterno. Speaker after speaker credited Paterno with not only building the football program at Penn State into a national powerhouse, but also enriching their lives as well as the university itself. An undercurrent of anger spilled out at times. Nike chairman and CEO Phil Knight brought the near-capacity crowd to its feet when he defended Paterno's handling of child sexual abuse charges leveled against former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. The scandal led to Paterno's firing back in November. Later, Paterno's son Jay received a standing ovation when he declared Joe Paterno left this world with a clear conscience. Support for the decision by Penn State trustees to fire the late Joe Paterno is falling, according to a new national poll. The Seton Hall Sports poll indicated that 42% of respondents support the football coach's firing, down from 55% in November, and 40% said he should have been allowed to retire after decades as coach, up from 31% in November. New Detroit Tigers first baseman Prince Fielder says dreams come true as he met with reporters for the first time since signing a 9-year, $214 million contract, the fourth largest in baseball history. Fielder tells reporters that his landing with the Tigers is awesome and that he never thought it would happen. Tigers GM Dave Dombrowski says Fielder's arrival is an exciting time for the city. According to terms obtained by the Associated Press, Fielder will earn $23 million in both of his first 2 years with Detroit and then $24 million in each of the final 7 years of that pact. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.